You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. And I'm joined by a very, very special guest. I have to tell you this story before we get into who my guest is and how I met him. You know how you hear people say, well, things happen by happenstance. Well, several weeks back, I live in Milwaukee, so I drive to Racine every morning, and I'm in the McDonald's drive-through, and all of a sudden, my car, which has an electronic start, I guess, and, you know, there's a switch, it's not a gear shift, so you push a button. Well, for whatever reason, my car wouldn't go into drive, and I'm blocking all of these cars in the drive-through at the McDonald's here in Racine, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to get to work, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm frustrated. I look around, I don't see anything or anybody. I've got AAA, so I called AAA, and the way AAA is situated now, You can't just call and say, this is where I am. You got to go through all these different things, and I don't know how to navigate that. So I called my wife about how to navigate it to just get AAA. Can't get AAA. So these cell phones, they really come in handy. So I looked for the nearest garage, came up with a garage. There was a car dealership right across from the McDonald's. So I walked over there and I said, well, I need to have my car towed over here, and can you check it out? And they said, well, you've got that's a Lincoln. You should go to a Ford dealership. And I'm like, I don't know anything about where said, well, there's a Ford dealership up the street here called Picaro Ford. So I have my car towed over to Picaro's, and I'm like a fish out of water. I don't know anything, right? And I got to tell you, the people were so kind and so pleasant. I've been around a while, Mark. I'm 70 years old. I've had to deal with some car dealerships and whatnot in my life, but they were so accommodating. And when the guy finally said he got around to it, he said, okay, we'll get this. We'll take a look at it in a few days. Real nice. So I go and I have to have my wife drive up from Milwaukee to Racine. Oh, I forgot. I got to welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm joined by a very special guest, Mr. Mark Picaro, a Ford dealer, owns a Ford dealership here in Racine, in addition to an Indian motorcycle dealership, a brand new Indian motorcycle dealership. He's an entrepreneur. He's a lot of different things. But anyway, and so I'm sitting there and I'm watching the news. And I'm waiting for my wife to drive up from Milwaukee to pick me up. And I'm watching the senators having conversations with Robert F. Kennedy as he attempts to become the Health and Human Services guy. And this guy comes and he sits down next to me. And it's a nice guy. He starts talking about things and we kind of shoot the breeze a little bit, and we get to talking, and I find out, you know, I'm a blue collar guy. You know, that's what I did for 34 years. And we get to having this conversation about politics. And then we leave politics and we start talking about life. And turns out this guy started his career in the auto industry, you know, which is where I'm from. And so we had that in common and we just got to talking more and more and more. And little did I know that this unassuming guy, who I would have thought would have been dressed in tails and a bow tie because he owns this big dealership, was just an unassuming guy, an average guy. And we have this conversation. He goes, "No, by the way, I own this." I'm like, "What? Man, I expected you to be a guy dressed in, you know, in tails. But man, you're an average, everyday guy." And so I want to introduce to this listening audience an average, everyday guy who's done some great things in his life, but he hasn't forgotten about the average guy. And so I wanted to bring you on the air. Welcome, Mr. Mark Porcaro, to 540 AM WAUK and Civic Media.
What Earl doesn't know is that I'll do any job that's in the store. And that's the way I've always done it. I wouldn't ask somebody to do something I wouldn't do, you know.
Yeah, but man, you're the owner.
I know that, but that's not the way I was brought up. And that's just, you know, the way I am.
So you're a humble guy. So let's talk a little bit, and I see I'm going to have to drag it out of you. Tell us about Mark Porcaro, your story.
Well, I started as a factory worker, worked for like 10 years in the factory.
How old were you when you went into the factory, 18?
18 years old, exactly.
Okay.
I went the day after prom to work at Walker Forge on the drop forge.
Here in Racine?
Yep. And then I went to American Motors and worked there. You know. And from there, I went to become a car salesman.
So, okay, but you just ran through your life story and like that, but I wanted to take some time. So when you walked into the drop forge, and how long did you stay there? Drop forge is a pretty tough job.
Oh, yeah. I was only hired for 6 months. My uncle was the vice president. So when I went there, these guys that I worked with said, you know, they thought because I was my uncle, yeah, they got me the job, that I was going to be a, you know, pansy or something. I wasn't going
right.
to, you know. But I took the biggest hammer they had, or the drop hammers.
Yes.
You got paid the most money for it. And I worked with them. The first day, they worked like hell to beat me down. And I just kept on going.
Right.
At 2 o'clock, they said, "We're done," because it's piecework.
Right.
I says, "Come on, I got kids to feed. I need money." You know? And they threw their tools down and said, "We're done." You know? And I wore them down. You know.
Yeah. Well, you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in prime shape. You know.
Yeah. Well, yes, so was I at 18. You know. and so, how long did you stay there?
I stayed there 6 months, and then I got a job at American Motors, which paid more at the time. So I went there.
Well, so for people who don't know, American Motors, and clearly, probably was the biggest industry in racing.
It's in Kenosha, but it was. It was a pretty. They had 1,800 people a shift.
Wow. Wow, 1,800 people. Yeah. So you walk in, and you're still a snotty-nosed kid, uh-huh, as I was when I started where I did. And so you walk in there, you're starry-eyed. We're right out of high school, and we walk into these places that are mammoth with all these different people working there, and people have been working there for, seems like, you know, centuries. What was that like?
It was hard work, you know, but they paid well, and, you know, work was work to me. You know, it's just time. Work didn't bother me. I was in great shape, and, you know, I just wanted to do work.
So did you know that it wasn't going to be your life's work? When did you know that?
I stayed there 6 years, and I didn't want to do that. Every day was the same thing you do.
Right, repetitive.
And I just didn't want to do it anymore, so I went to be a car salesman.
I know, but you can't just go and be a car salesman. Number one, you had to save up money. Now, you wanted to become a car salesman.
Right.
So you initially you became a car salesman.
Right. To think that I was going to get the dealership was
not in your
was, you know, a laugh, you know, a joke, you know.
So you were a used car salesman.
Well, I was new Fords and used Fords.
Right.
At Schmirler Ford.
Yeah, you're still a very young guy at the time.
Yes. Very young.
Yeah, and so those, but at that time, that, you know, it wasn't like you were getting a steady paycheck when you worked in the plant.
No. My mother said, how much are you getting paid for this job when applied? I said, I'm not sure, but I'll ask the guy because I have to go back today.
Right.
So I went back and they says, John, how much do I get paid for this job? He looked at me with his funny, he looks at me and says, Mark, it's unlimited. I said, okay. I didn't know what that meant at the time.
Right.
But I didn't want to say I didn't know what it meant. So I said, okay, great. So I went back and told my mom, how much do you get paid? It's unlimited. It's commission. We're getting your job back. I said, no.
She said you're getting your job back over at Ailsmith.
She called my uncle who was the foreman at American Motors.
Right.
And they were going to take me back. I said, I don't want to go back. I want to try something new. And they said they'd take me back in 6 months if I came back, but I never went back.
So did you have a family at that point in time?
No, I had no family.
Oh, okay. So that made it easier.
Yeah.
Still living at home.
Yep. Didn't get married till I was 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now if you're just joining me, I am honored and privileged to have in studio Mr. Mark Picaro. He's the owner of Ford dealership and a Indian motorcycle dealership, which is really kind of unbelievable if people know anything about Indian bikes and how rare that is, in addition to many other things. But you're a self-made guy. You got a great story, and I want people to know about it. So 855-752-4842 is the number. Again, you can join us. I'm joined by Mr. Mark Picaro, and he's got a great story. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Now we're off. Yeah, okay.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Very special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Picaro. He is the owner of the Ford Lincoln Ford Mercury dealership here in Racine, in addition to a new Indian motorcycle dealership and other things here in the city of Racine. I met him by happenstance, and he did some great work. I will tell you that the work that they did on my vehicle at a very tough time really helped me out a lot, Mark, and I want to thank you because you got that done for me, and I appreciate it. Couldn't have been done anywhere else not like that. And I told people, I wanted the people in this audience to know the kind of quality work you and your company does. And so if you listen, you need some work done, you need a new car, go to Picaro Ford. I really did think that, again, our connection was for a reason. And that's why I wanted, and after hearing your life story, I thought it was important to have you on the air. So, okay. So now you leave this lucrative job at American Motors. You're working time and a half. You're getting double time. You're working all these hours. And you decide you want to sell cars. Did you always want to sell cars as a young person?
I wanted to be a car dealer, but I didn't really want
to sell. Oh, you wanted to be a car dealer?
Yeah.
Why? What was it about being a car dealer?
I thought if I was a car dealer, I'd get a car.
Oh, you loved cars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I collect cars right now, too. You
know? Yeah, but as a young boy, you had a love for cars.
Yes, I did. But I had no money for cars.
Yeah, I know. But so was Ford the car that you loved the most? So as a young boy, what model was it?
Well, actually, probably Chevrolet was when I was a young kid. I always wanted a Corvette, you know.
Oh, yeah. But when it came to dealership, why Ford?
I started there. They gave me a job, and then I really got to know the product, and I liked it. Before that, I never knew the product, you know.
So what year was it when you became a Ford dealer?
A dealer?
Yeah.
2007.
2007. So this didn't happen overnight.
No. Yeah. I first was a used car dealer. Then I got a new Mitsubishi franchise. And then I got the Ford franchise. Then I got Indian Motorcycles, you know.
So let me ask you, at the time, 2007, that was a time when competition, you know, in those early 70s, Ford, Chrysler, GM were all the big cats, and all these smaller and foreign automobile companies weren't. It was always General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, the big three. And so how did you wind up with Mitsubishi?
Well,
that was the offer that you got?
I was trying to get Nissan, and somehow I ended up with Mitsubishi. But I went to a party in Vegas they came to see me, and they said, well, we like what we see, but we have to ask other people up above us if we can give you a franchise. And we're going to be gone this week because we're in Vegas for a meeting. I really didn't even know what the product was that much. So I says, well, I love Vegas. They said, if you get to Vegas, we'll get you into the meeting. So flew to Vegas. I end up, had no money, but I used some trip vouchers that I had to get there.
Come on. So you were a used car dealer for how long?
About 20 years before that.
So Mark, most used car dealers don't wind up becoming new car dealers.
I know that.
Right. So how were you able to navigate that big a jump? You're self-made.
Yeah. I met this guy, Bob Lawhead. He was the guy from Mitsubishi. And him and I hit it off well. I flew to Vegas. We're at this party, drinking, having fun. And next thing I know, the guy's saying, here's our new dealer in Wisconsin. And I'm like, sounds good to me.
So Mark, maybe I should go to Vegas and start drinking and get in the door. I know it's not that easy. So you become a new
Mitsubishi dealer.
Okay. A new Mitsubishi dealer. How many years did you do that?
I'm actually the oldest Mitsubishi dealer in Wisconsin.
I
still am. Oh, I still, okay. Right next door to Ford. Okay. At Mitsubishi. 26 years I've been doing it. Yeah, Mitsubishi. 17 years doing Ford.
Now, listen, you're one guy. And you clearly have appetites for doing a lot of different things. You're not the kind of guy who's made all these things happen yourself. You clearly know talent, because the people you have around you make you who you are, right?
Exactly. You have to surround yourself with people smarter than yourself. That's what you do.
Right.
And that's what I've done, you know. My brother works with me. He's more the book guy.
Right.
I'm more the car guy, financial guy, the guy that talks to the people and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Buy the cars, things of that nature.
So as I look at your Ford lot, you got some beautiful cars on the lot.
Thank you.
You know, cars, they're not, selling cars aren't like they were when you and I were young.
No.
And there were Ford and Chrysler, and there were car dealerships everywhere because everybody worked. There were factories where people all made enough money, and everybody could buy new cars, right? Remember right. those days?
And they weren't so expensive.
Yeah, they weren't so expensive. 855-752-4842 is the number. My guest is Mr. Mark Picaro. He is an entrepreneur. He's a Ford, new Ford dealership owner here in Racine, an Indian motorcycle dealership owner, a restaurateur, and many other things. And more than anything else, the average guy who's made it big in this nation. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Expensive as all get up. Stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the hour sent Valentine's to my sweet lover. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My very special guest is Mr. Mark Picaro. He is the owner of Mark Picaro Ford and Mitsubishi here in Racine. He's also an owner of a motorcycle dealership called Indian. And look, we gotta, for the sake of time, Mark, if we went down memory lane much longer, we won't even get to where you are today. So now you own, you know, Ford dealership, you own Mitsubishi dealership. Why the motorcycle? I mean, how did you?
I always liked motorcycles. I drove motorcycles for 30 some years, you know. I was in Sturgis, took the ride on the Indian, liked it. Says, how about the franchise? She wanted to sell me one. I says, how about the franchise? She looked at me like I was crazy. Says, do you have any experience? I says, actually, I do. So I pulled up my business card, showed it to her. So I'm a Ford dealer, Mitsubishi dealer. I've been in business for 20 some years, and I have a 996 customer satisfaction rate. We'll call you. They called me. It came down, and I ended up becoming an Indian dealer. I liked Indians.
So Indian motorcycles, for people who don't know, I don't know. Since the 1900s?
They were 1901 they started.
1901, Indian motorcycles. And they certainly were very popular at a given point in time, but it went away. And it went away for a long time. What happened? When did they?
Well, just like most businesses, things fall on hard times, and they went, you know. During the war, Indian produced 60% of the motorcycles for the war. And I think they lost some money there and stuff, and they just closed up. But always was an iconic brand that everyone loved. And Polaris bought them back, and now they're back again, you know.
Well, I mean, it had been gone for so long.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned to me that you were an Indian motorcycle dealer, I never thought about that there were still new Indian Motors. I mean, they were gone for so long.
Well, you have to come to the store because when you see the bikes, they're gorgeous. No,
I've seen some photos of the bikes. And when you look at them, they are absolutely... Well, but even going back in the old days, there was something special about the look of the Indian motorcycle, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were the brand to be in those days. That was it.
You know, I mean, people talk about Harley-Davidsons and those kind of things, but that Indian motorcycle, that's all American made.
Correct. It's made in Spirit Lake, Iowa. 100% American made. You know?
So there aren't a whole lot of Indian motorcycle dealers around, are there?
No, there's not. There's about 225 dealers throughout the United States. Probably there's triple the amount of Harley dealers.
Yeah, and you know, so it's rare. I don't ever see an Indian motorcycle. Even if you see a lot of motorcycles moving around, I don't see them. They're just coming back into vogue. Or
now that you know about it, you'll see more of them because they're all over.
They've been around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Is that Mojay?
Yep, Mojay would be the name.
Mojay. J-Mo, reverse. Okay.
Hey, good morning, Mojay.
I'm so pleased. As I move the cobwebs over in the line, leave the young man and have picturesque speech on a hoot. Anyhow, let me think.
Take your time.
My cousin's gentleman friend, and he, I believe, assembled a bike at first and then wrote a book on the Indian, or the Indian, you know, motorbike. And I was wondering if the gentleman that you have with you on the air, if he has read the book or knows anything about that.
Is that the Fastest Indian book? Or?
The Fastest, what was it?
Indian.
Perhaps.
So, but I guess, Mojay, you're talking about in dealing with the Indian motorcycle, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. So your question is, you said something about somebody wrote a book about it?
Well, yes. This young man, he lived in Portage, Wisconsin, and he, I think, was assembling one or something. Somehow, boy, I just don't know.
You mean one of the older bikes.
Well, no, more recently, I guess, in his writing the book about this Indian motorbike that he was assembling, it brings it more into the current events. Well, you know, there's only 3 days a month, beginning, middle, and end, so these years are fleeting by.
Yeah.
It could be 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, that he wrote this book, The Fleeting Indian or whatever. So I just was wondering if your guest today
Mojay. That's a beautiful name, by the way. Is that Native American?
Mojay.
Is that a Native American name?
No, it's Lois Jean, and you know there's J-Lo and whatever.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. So let's talk more about, so you purchased this motorcycle dealership, and I'm sure it's probably the only one in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, no, there's five of them.
Oh, there's five in Wisconsin, but probably the only one in this area.
I think the next closest one would be Muskego.
Oh, okay.
Then up north.
Right. And so if that wasn't enough, you now got this to deal with. Got a restaurant.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Well, upstairs above the Nash, above the Indian Motorcycle Store, used to be a little restaurant up there, but a small bar, maybe 5 feet.
Right.
So we go up there afterwards and have a drink. Well, we wanted everybody to sit at the bar, so we started expanding it. It just got out of control. You know, we ended up with this restaurant, deck, elevator, you know. They say it's one of the coolest restaurants you ever see. Yeah.
You know, I looked a little bit at some photos of it. It's a beautiful building.
Oh, yeah.
So you built this building from the ground up?
The building, the guts of it, I built from the ground up. The building was about to be, you know, it was in foreclosure.
Right.
Pretty close to being torn down. And I ended up buying it, and I was going to store my old cars in it.
And which you own a fleet of cars.
Yeah, about 40 old cars.
So they're not in this building where...
Well, underground, there's an underground parking lot in that building. Because that was built to be a Nash dealership.
So how many square foot is this building?
Oh, probably about 18,000.
Oh, 18,000 square foot building.
Yeah.
So it's downtown?
Downtown.
So it's on a corner.
Well, it wasn't on a corner, but I bought the other building on the corner and tore that one down. So now I have the whole building.
So let me ask you, Mark, if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Mark Picaro. He is the owner of a Ford, new Ford dealership and Mitsubishi dealership here in Racine. In addition, he's a owner of the Indian motorcycle and the restaurateur, and you own other things here in the city. It's safe to say you love it here in Racine.
Oh yeah, all my life. My parents were very proud of Racine. You know, they were very proud of, you know, their little home they had. They were just happy, you know. They weren't any big frills. They just were down to earth.
So some of the photos I've seen of the motorcycle dealership and bits and pieces of the restaurant, it's a beautiful, beautiful building. I mean, it looks like you didn't use plywood and bubble gum to put it together.
No.
Right?
Right.
I mean, you really did this right.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
It took me about 7-8 months to do that upstairs. That was just the parts, vacant parts place up there when I started.
And yeah, but you had to refurbish the entire building.
Oh, yes.
And you did all that in 7 or 8 months?
Yep. Yep.
So you designed it, or you?
Myself and another fellow, Ray Steibeck, he helped with it, and we opened a restaurant together. He owns Route 20, so he was in the restaurant business, and he's the one who was a customer, Indian Motorcycle customer, and him and I did it together.
So you're this entrepreneur, and you got your hands in everything. Does your wife ever tell you enough is enough?
Oh, yes, every day.
and you're not paying any attention to her?
No, none at all.
So you don't see slowing down?
I hope not, you know.
Yeah.
And it has to come eventually because...
Yeah, well, that's all of us.
That's life.
Yeah, at time, the evil consequences of time will catch all of us. But in the interim, you're too busy living.
Right. And I don't enjoy the work. I enjoy the people that I come across, like, you know, yourself, all these other people that I, every day. If I sold my place, what I'd miss the most would be the people, not the work.
Yeah.
The people.
Yeah. So the Indian, out of all of it, you can't be everywhere.
No.
You spend more time at the Ford dealership, or how do you?
Right now, I'm spending more time at the Ford dealership. I lost a manager, so until I find a new one, I have to sit down and do it myself, you know?
So what time does your day start?
Right now, it starts at 9. It used to start at 6, but right now, I'm at 9 o'clock.
What time does it end?
Well, whenever.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Yeah.
When I'm driving, I'm thinking. When I'm, no matter what, I'm always, always working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 7 days a week, your mind is always on the business?
Probably 6 days.
So what do you do for leisure? You're a fisherman?
No.
Okay.
Not a golfer. I really don't have a lot of hobbies like that, other than working on old cars and stuff like that.
You know? Man, let's talk about the old cars. Okay. I'm a guy who kind of loves looking at the old cars, right? I'm a guy who loves the movies of the 40s and the 50s and the old cars, and you got a few of those.
Oh, yeah. They become like children to you. You know what I'm saying?
So, Mr. McCarroll,
take care of them.
Do you ever go to the Milwaukee Expos or the Expos that are out there to check out the old cars, the classic ones?
No, he's got all of those. No.
he is the car guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go and look for those things. He has them. And I'm going to get a chance to go tour that museum. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you don't take care of those vehicles yourself, do you?
Some things I do, but I have other people that do it for me.
Yeah. You know, there's a guy who used to be on, he took Johnny Carson's place.
Jay Leno.
And he owns.
Oh, yeah. He's a big collector.
Yeah. He owns all those cars. What do you get from that?
What do I get? I don't know. My wife tells me to get rid of them all. Well, my kids are worried that something's going to happen to me. They're going to have to get rid of them. You know?
Yeah. Well, 855-752-4842 is the number. I'm joined by a very fascinating guy, Mr. Mark Picaro. He's the owner of Ford and Mitsubishi and a Indian motorcycle dealership amongst half of Racine that he owns. he's here today. You can join us at 855-752-4842. On the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What is unfortunately the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. I am really honored and privileged to have my guest on, Mr. Mark Picaro, a man who I met. And that's how life is. You know, you run across people in the strangest of places, and you just feel like you've known them for a long time. And Mark, that's how I feel about you. He's a owner of a Ford, new Ford dealership. Picaro Ford here in Racine. He owns a Mitsubishi dealership. He owns a Indian motorcycle dealership, a restaurateur, and other things. But Mark, you know, most people think that people such as yourself, you're not a fancy guy. You're not a flashy guy, man. You could do whatever it is you want to do, but yet you're an average guy. Tell us about that. Why none of these things have changed you?
Well, because that's the way I was, and that's the way we were brought up, to work, and, you know, work was never, I think it was just their time.
You know? No, it's not about work. It's about the fact that you built wealth, and a lot of times people who build wealth, they show it off.
Oh.
You're not that guy.
No.
So how often do you let people see the museum of cars? Not often.
Not often, no, you know.
Yeah.
If they come and ask, I'll you know, open up. But I just, you know, that's my place. That's like my—
private.
Yeah, my fun house, you know what I'm saying? My man cave.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me about the car that you have in your collection that you love the most.
Well, the one I like the most is my old Triumph TR6.
Oh, that's a little bitty thing, man.
I know that. I had one when I bought one when I was 18 years old. It was $6,600. That was a lot of money.
A lot of money, right.
In 1976. My dad thought I was nuts, you know, but that's the best car I ever had, you know. I still have it today.
No, I know, but I've seen some of the real classics that you have.
Oh, yeah.
What's the most expensive car you have?
I just sold a Lamborghini for $380,000.
You had a Lamborghini?
Yeah.
I mean, the older cars. I mean, what's the most expensive one of the older cars that you have?
A 36 Buick Roadmaster convertible.
You still have it?
Oh, yeah.
How many original miles?
18,000.
18,000?
Yep. And so, it's brand new.
So what color is it?
It's a cream color, yellow.
Be absolutely beautiful. Big white walls.
Oh, yeah. Two spare tires on the sidewall.
Oh, wow.
Running board.
Where'd you find that at? You found these all over the country.
Yeah, people call me all the time about buying cars and stuff like that. And sometimes I'm not interested, but I know somebody who might be, that collects that. Some things I just don't collect,
Right.
That they're not my forte.
So what's your take? You know about these older cars, the newer cars today. Compare that newer vehicle today with the cars that were made in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
New cars have all the amenities. It's so much easier to drive.
Yeah.
The old cars just had that style and that magic to them, what I'm saying? Brings back those days for you,
Well, you look at the suspension on the new cars and the rides and the brakes and all of those different things. Cars have come a long way, right?
Oh, yeah. Now they have cameras in the front, cameras in the back, cameras in the side, airbags everywhere. I mean, motions, sensors.
Well, everything. I mean, you've been around long enough. It used to be a time when the alley mechanic could go and work on these cars.
Oh, yeah.
No more.
Well, actually, they become easier to work on. Just have to have more equipment to work on.
Yeah, but you've got to have a diagnostic.
Oh, correct.
So the average guy in the alley, he doesn't know it.
No. And that stuff changes every year. Like, you have to buy, as a dealership, we have to buy this computer, okay? Then you have to update it every year. You might pay $10,000 for this computer, and then have to pay another $2,000 the next year just to get the next update to it. But it helps. It's the only way you're going to fix the car.
Your take on electric cars.
I like the electric cars. They're fast. They're, but I think we're a little ahead of our time because we don't have enough charging structures yet for it.
So Mark, where are your businesses located?
Racine on Highway 20, the Mitsubishi and the Ford stores on there. Our Indian Motorcycles on 6th Street, and the restaurants up above it,
So, Mark, it won't be the last time. It's the first time. It won't be the last time. It's been an honor and a privilege, sir, to have you on the Earl Ingram Show and here at Civic Media, and we're going to certainly do it again, especially as the weather gets better.
It's a privilege for you to ask me to be here and stuff.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi, as always. Up next, Jane Madnair. Madnair on Air with Greg Bach. See you guys on tomorrow. All right. And I don't think it's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time. Now I'm here and crying. I've been around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know and I don't know why he's gone away and I don't know where he can be. My baby.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.